check in with our legal representation. I know our attorney, Robert Scott, is out today, but I believe we have Alyssa Harrington on the line with us this morning.
Yes, hello everyone. This is Alyssa Harrington. I work with Robert at Flaherty and Hood, and I'll be on the call today.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us. Hopefully we'll be able to keep everything in line, but if we have any questions, we'll let you know. All right.
That sounds great. Thanks.
Thank you, Alyssa. We'll go ahead and call the Wilmer Municipal Utility Commission meeting to order for Monday, October 26th at 11:45 a.m. Does anybody have any changes to the agenda? If not, we'll move into the consent agenda, consisting of minutes from October 12th, as well as bill payments in the amount of roughly $2 million. And I'd be looking for a resolution for accepting the consent agenda.
Yes, so moved.
Second.
I have a resolution and a second to accept the consent agenda. Any discussion? Mr. Heron, is there anything on bill payments to point out?
Thank you, Commissioner Matter. I would like to note on bill payments on page 3, City of Wilmer. You see there $816,000. We bill wastewater for the City of Wilmer. The dollar amounts that we see here are for the most part a pass through. So we collect and send it to the city. In addition to that is our franchise fees. So I don't know if everybody's aware of that we collect, but we do collect wastewater.
That's a good reminder. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other discussion? Commissioner Erickson.
I do have a question on the bill payments. On page 6, what is the Solomon Corporation for that Toshiba LTC inspection?
For $19,000?
Yep.
That was the company that we hired to do the inspection of the Toshiba transformer. It's out at the Wilmer. It's one of our main transformers in the community. It's aging. We had some oil leakage going on out there, so we brought them in and they went to it. I did not have the results of that inspection yet. So.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Good question. Thank you. Any other discussion? All right, Ms. Mathiason, if you could take roll, please.
Certainly. Commissioner Magnuson?
Aye.
Erickson?
Aye.
Mattern?
Aye.
Lahmer?
Aye.
Mabou?
Aye.
Weber?
Aye.
Thank you.
And resolution passes. Thank you. Next on the agenda, item number 3, we have an update from the October 14th Labor Committee meeting, and I'll pass that over to Commissioner Weber.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Yes, the Labor Committee met on Wednesday, October 14th at 7:30 in the morning. Majority of our meeting was to talk about the upcoming union contract negotiations, which are due. First item on the agenda was to talk about health care, and we're looking at receiving some quotes, and we'll have some more information on that as those come in. Majority of the meeting was spent on the memo that we received from the union on about 15 amendments to the current contract. A lot of discussion there that took the majority of our time. We came up with somewhat of a plan to enter into negotiations, and then we adjourned. So that is the minutes in summary of our labor committee for that date. I can subsequently add that we have met again with the union and entered into negotiations. So more to follow on that probably in the next commission meeting. We'll have an update.
Thank you.
So submit the minute as presented for approval as a motion.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second for approval of the Labor Committee meeting minutes. Any discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? That motion carries. Thank you. Thank you, Commissioner Weber. Next on the agenda, we have the board meeting update from Missouri River. Mr. Heron.
Thank you, Commissioner Manner. A couple things I'd like to point out, just to keep the commission aware of what's coming, some changes in the power supply. First, Harold Scott has been on the board for 44 years. He served as chairman for 30 34 years out of 44. He's a mess. He has been instrumental in leading the organization where it is today. So, I know Carol and Bruce, yeah. Commissioner Lamar, and they've gotten to know Carol over the years. And yeah, he's been a leader for the organization. As you go down, at time of use rates, I mentioned it after the last board meeting update, they're looking at rolling out time of use based on the rate study that they've just completed. We'll be learning more in the various meetings, and they will also be doing leading up to the time of use, which they're looking at in 2023. They'll be doing some side-by-side billing so that we can all see how our current day billing will compare it to time of use. RCA, that has to do with our reserve capacity agreements. We have our 6 diesel generators that we have RCAs on with Missouri River. They are going to be extended out to 2052. We're proposing to extend them all. Again, they'll be talking about that a little bit more at the area meetings. And we'll be receiving a draft of those proposals for input back to Missouri River. And the last item on the next page that I'd point out is a clean energy standard white paper. It has to do with how renewables and carbon is counted. And the industry is shifting towards counting the renewable and carbon the same way other emissions are counted in the generation world. And that really is a generator's responsible. So what that does is changes our resource mix and how we market that. So I did receive some papers. We'll be taking that in front of the Labor Committee. We talked about a little bit last meeting. I believe it was the last meeting we talked a little bit about going to the Labor Committee, and the Labor Committee addressed the original Rex rollout here a year ago. So more to come on that once we meet with the Labor Committee and talk about the details. With that, would there be any additional questions regarding the Labor Board meeting?
Just a question, is Harold just retiring, or has he got any health problems, or he's deciding enough is enough? Or?
Just decided to retire at the end of the year. Okay. Not aware of health problems. Okay. I spoke with Harold. He said it's just time to retire.
Okay. And I guess I'll probably do something at some point maybe for him.
Sure.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for that update, and we'll have you continue on with the general manager's report.
Unless there's additional questions with what's noted, a couple topics on our planning and labor committee that will be coming up, and area meetings, as I just mentioned with the Missouri River update, we have our area meetings. I gave an overview and prioritized those meetings at the last meeting. I'm not sure if anybody has time, but if you do have time, you're more welcome to take part in them. Maybe they're very informational, at least a couple of the topics that they
any questions at all? Doesn't look like it. Great.
Maybe just one. We can't be done before 12. Good grief.
Why?
We did once before. Just because.
We did once.
That's protocol.
My set there, maybe.
Maybe. Right next there yet.
Maybe they want to beat your record.
Now you made me forget what I was going to add. Oh, I know. With the Y project, that'll come in December probably. Do you think where they're kind of giving us a wrap up of that?
The Y project won't be completed this year, but we'll be giving it what our involvement has been in the last year, therefore improvements.
Okay. And then since I won't be here for the November 9 meeting, that's all I was kind of wondering. I know, I'm a short-termer, and I'm going to be gone and won't know what's going on, but anyways, I was just asking
actually,
about that.
I have to look at the schedule that has handy there, but that update would come with the water and line department updates. Those updates might be in January.
Oh. You'll have to come back.
Too bad. I guess I won't, but I'll just whisper to somebody.
We started in December. I think the second meeting in December is facilities and purchasing. We have a schedule there.
Yes, the first meeting in December.
First meeting in December, thank you. Yeah, the first meeting is facilities and power plant updates, IT updates, and then the second meeting in December is energy services, safety, and NERC compliance updates, so.
Okay.
Yeah, so it'll be in January.
She's good, okay, thank you. Anything else to come before the commission today? If not, I entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
I'll adjourn with the motion. We are adjourned. Thank you, everyone.